It's great to be back again. Thank you.
很高兴能够再回来. Spero, we got some new friends around. Can you tell us a little bit what your organization Compassion is doing?
我们问到 Spero 他的这个 Compassion 的组织究竟是有些什么的事工他们在做的?
Yes. Compassion is a sponsorship organization that seeks to serve some of the poorest kids in the world.
Compassion 这个组织是一个资助那些贫困的儿童在这个世界不同的地方去帮助他们的。
And it began 67 years ago in South Korea at the end of the Korean War.
67年前开始的，在开始之前是从这个 South Korea 就是南韩那边开始的一个施工。
It started as an orphanage for 35 children, and now there are 2 million kids being looked after by 7,000 churches that we partner with.
最开始的时候，我们看过了35个资助了35个儿童，到现在已经超过200万的儿童，7000个不同的教会和朋友在帮助到这些的儿童。 It's very good, wonderful. It's great to hear this wonderful news, and thank you for joining us for today and sharing the gospel.
Thanks for the invitation. It's a bit of a different talk today. Something not to do with poverty, but hopefully to encourage us to think about how God wants us to shine.
我们今天所分享的和平常的有一点不一样。我们今天不说太多有关于贫穷这个话题，但是我们希望通过今天的经文和大家分享的，我们作为基督徒，我们怎么样在我们的生命当中去发光发热。
Yes. Should we begin the talk?
Yep, we can.
Yeah. So I want to encourage you to think about shining not like worldly stars, not like movie stars.
我第一件事是让大家想一下，我们去发光发热，我们好像明星一样去较量的时候，但是我们不像现代的我们的那些明星还是那些运动的明星。Because
movie stars often are very hard to get on with, and they're interested in themselves.
而是电影的明星，他们往往我们虽然叫他们明星，但是他们平常是很困难和他们交往的。And
they complain if things don't suit them.
他们要常常抱怨当事情是不合他们心意的时候。And
don't be like sports stars, because the newspapers tell us we have these stars called sports stars.
然后从运动的明星、足球的明星，我们从报章的里边看，往往看到这些的运动的明星。
I look at the rugby league players over the last few years, and instead of shining like stars, they've been more like the crooked and depraved generation that we read about in verse 15 today.
然后那些在澳大利亚的，我们是篮球的明星们啊，虽然我们不断的说他们是明星是英雄，但是从他们所做的事情，我们总是感觉到他们好像圣经里面所说的这个弯曲薄膜的世代的人一样。
The imagery of a person being a star is God's idea, but it's been taken over by the world.
事实上，说到我们的人好像明星一样，这个概念、这个观念是来自圣经的。
Like the rainbow symbol, it's been taken over by the world and misused.
好像这个彩虹这个概念，我们说到彩虹的时候，但现在被人拿来使用，但是也被人滥用和错误的使用。
So let's go to Philippians chapter 2 verse 14 and look at what a Christian star looks like.
然后我们来到腓立比书，我们看到第二章14节，我们来看究竟一个基督徒的明星是一个怎么样的人啊？第二章14节他说的，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
So you read the verses?
15 and 16. 诚实无义，在这个弯曲薄膜的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这个世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。When
I read these verses, it's God speaking to me.
当我读这些经文的时候，我感觉到是神和我说话。When
I complain and argue, which I sometimes do, God is rebuking me through this passage.
当我在抱怨，当我在和人争论的时候，我感觉到这是上帝通过这段的经文来责备我。Because
complaining and arguing is toxic in Christian life.
事实上，这个抱怨和争论往往是基督徒生命中这个带有毒素的情况。God's
Holy Spirit has breathed out these words to us to encourage us to be the Christian stars that God wants us to be.
神通过他自己的话语，就好像这个啊，他向我们吹气一样啊，让我们看到我们怎么样成为一个在这个信徒当中的明星。
to be God stars, not movie stars or sports stars.
我们要成为 属于神的明星, 而不是那些电影明星还是运动的明星。
Christian stars have the same humble, self-giving attitude as Jesus.
一个基督徒的明星就好像我们的主耶稣基督一样，是一个谦卑的，愿意牺牲自我的一个人。
And we hear about this in the first half of Philippians chapter 2, where Jesus gave everything for us, serving us.
我们在通过《腓立比书》的第一、二章里边，我们能够看到主耶稣什么样，他把整个自己掏空来给了我们。
I've just been on my 7th trip with Compassion, and I met pastoral workers in churches in very difficult circumstances, and they are Christian stars. They're giving everything of themselves to serve the poorest kids and communities.
我刚刚去了第一次，为了这个Compassion的机构去帮助那些需要资助的儿童，在当中我看到很多为了这个事工在工作的童工们。 我们看到他们真的好像这个明星在照耀出来一样，在那些最困难的环境当中帮助到这些儿童。
In very dangerous places, in very dark places, these Christian stars shine very brightly.
在那些非常危险的地方，在那些非常黑暗的时间，这些明星他们好像明光照样，照耀一样。
Like Pastor Alindo, him and his team care for 157 children living in a place like this in the Philippines, where they're living by scavenging on a rubbish dump.
在这个Aledo这个牧师，他照顾了在157个有需要的儿童，在菲律宾这个好像你看这个是垃圾堆，真的是垃圾堆的里面照顾到这些的儿童。
And this lady, I can't show you her face or even tell you her name because she's ministering to kids in Jakarta in Indonesia.
这个女士，我不能够告诉她什么名字，我不能够让你们看到她的样子。她在耶加达这个地方照顾到很多的儿童。
But she's a Christian star because she's reaching out in very difficult circumstances to kids suffering in all sorts of ways.
在很困难的环境的当中，她去照顾到这些儿童，把神生命之道带出来给到他们，这些人，这些的朋友，她就好像一个明星的一样。
So a Christian star serves Jesus by serving other people instead of serving themselves.
基督徒的明星就好像基督一样，他们去服侍了其他的人，就好像服侍神一样。
In some of the most challenging places on earth where kids face terrible pressure.
在一些非常有挑战性的环境的当中，这些儿童要面对很大的挑战。
But they're doing it not for themselves to get the glory and not through their own power, but because God is powerfully at work in them.
而那些基督徒的朋友，他们去到这些地方里边，不是靠他们自己的力量，而是靠着神的力量，他们可以在这些地方里面去做工，在那些地方发光发亮。
And did you know that God has been empowering Christians for 2,000 years to bring restoration and to bring joy to people who are oppressed in terrible ways?
大家知道吗？神通过这两千年来，通过不同的基督徒，把这些光日，把这些福音带到人群的当中。
You don't read about it in the newspapers because the media likes to depict Christianity in their own way. But the truth is, the church has been the biggest force for good in global history for the last 2,000 years.
你可能不常常发现从报章的当中，从媒体的当中说到基督徒做了什么什么的好事，媒体有他们自己一套去看基督徒的方法，但是事实上，基督徒我们在过去的日子，两千年来里边，我们做了很多很多这些的善事。
And Christians are able to shine not because of something good in us, but because of the good, compassionate God who indwells those who trust Jesus and causes us to be a force for good.
基督徒并不是我们自己有什么的好，让我们明亮于这个明星，而是神在我们里面的工作，帮助了我们。这个神，他爱我们，他是有怜悯神，通过他让我们能够发光发热。
We see that in today's verses, if you look at verses 12 and 13.
当我们看到今天的经文第12和第13节的时候，他这样子告诉我们，他说的：“你们应该当恐惧战惊的，去做成你们得救的功夫。” 因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Now these verses are not saying you've got to try really hard to stay saved. That's not what the verses are saying.
这不是说到 这段经文不是说到你要 做很多的事情来让自己得救。
These verses are a powerful statement about God's faithfulness to those who put their trust in Jesus.
这段的经文是说到神对那些忠心服侍他的人，他神所给他们的保证。
As we are able to live out lives of faithful obedience, be in awe of God who has enabled that to happen in your life.
当我们愿意忠心的去侍奉我们主，我们去遵从他的教导的时候，我们会成为神所使用的器皿。
It is God enabling us to be stars with His power at work in us.
神让我们成为他所需要的这个明星，让他给我们的力量去做他要我们去做的事情。
God enables us to live out a selfless Christian life, and we are able to walk in that purpose.
当我们去按照神的教导来服侍的时候，我们在当中我们可以看到从神所给我们的那个忠心去侍奉他的那个得增。
And we see this in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. It's a theme that's throughout the New Testament, including in Philippians, God's power at work.
我们从腓立比书一章六节的里面，我们看到神他自己的大能是怎么样在我们 中间的工作了。一章六节之前就说了，我深信那在你们心里动的善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
That is a very personal verse for me, because when I first became a Christian, I thought, how will I do this in my own power? And then I realized, God promises it's in His power.
这是对我个人来说是一个非常感动我的一段的一节的经文，因为我往往在想，我怎么有这个能力可以去完成神所交托给我们的我的工作呢？但是当我看到这段经文的时候，我知道是神来与我同去工，他给我这个力量。
So if you trust in Jesus, you can also trust that God is at work in your life so that you can be a blessing to other people, so you can be a light, a star.
当你把你的信心放到神天父的里边的时候，你就可以和其他的基督徒一样发亮于明光，在当中为神去做工。
In today's passage, we see four examples. Paul, Timothy, Epaphroditus, and the Philippian church. They're stars.
今天我们从经文当中看到四个不同的明星，保罗、提摩太、腓立比的教会和这个以巴弗提。
Paul is a tireless gospel worker.
保罗是一个不知道疲倦的这个福音的工作者。
Now even when he's under house arrest in Rome, that's probably when the letter was written, he's not complaining.
当他他在罗马被远干远近的时候在远近的时候，他正在写这个经可能同时间在写这个经文的时候，他没有什么，他没有去抱怨。
He's doing the opposite. He's glad and he's rejoicing that he's still able to serve God.
他这个时候反而他是感觉到欢乐欢欣，他这个时候他仍然可以去服侍到耶稣基督和他的其他的信徒。
Now you might think to yourself, I can't shine, I'm going through a difficult personal situation right now.
你可能自己这样子想，我不可能这样子的发热发光，因为我正在一个很困难的时间的里面。
Look at Paul, he's in prison and he's rejoicing.
但是我们看看保罗，他在监狱的里面，他反而他是喜乐的。
Even though he's beaten down, he's still able to hold out the word of life to encourage others to trust Jesus.
虽然这个时候他好像给人家打垮了，但是他仍然把手伸出去，把福音再传到不同的人的身上。
Now that's not natural, that is unnatural, because it's God's power at work in Paul.
各位，这不是一个自然我们会做的事情，这是不自然的，但是神给我们这个力量的时候，我们就能够做得到。
God's at work in Timothy's life too. Paul speaks so beautifully about Timothy.
这个保罗同时间说到这个提摩太是一个怎么样的人。
As we see in verse 20, he takes a genuine interest in the welfare of other people.
我们从20节的当中，我们发现到他对这个基督的事工的特别的关心。20节真的说到，因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事情。
And in verses 21 and 22, we see this as a distinctive mark of the Christian star.
从21和22节的里边, 我们看到一个基督徒, 他和其他人不同的地方在哪里? 21节, 别人都求自己的事, 并不求耶稣基督的事, 但你们知道提摩太的名正, 他兴旺福音, 与我同楼, 待我像儿子待父亲一样。
A Christian shines because that's not the world's way. So a Christian looks different to worldly ways.
基督徒的明星的不同的地方就是他和世界的其他的明星不一样。
What's the worldly way? Look at verse 21. It says everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ.
世界的人他们忙的是什么呢? 他们忙的就好像21节所说的, 别人都求自己的事,并不求耶稣基督的事。
But Timothy is different and he's proven himself. He's working alongside with Paul, serving Jesus together. That's what you do when you sponsor a child. You are working alongside a faithful church worker in the developing world to bring hope and restoration and to hold out the word of life to a child and their family.
也就是我们为什么怎么样去赞助这些的小朋友年轻人当我们去兼职做的时候我们是在通过服侍他们来服侍上帝然后为了同时间我们和当地的教会当地的同工一同的来服侍他们
So you can do that here as Philadelphia Church and you can also shine globally because now through technology we are part of the global church more than ever. We know what's going on around the world. Another example of a Christian star that we see here is the Philippian church. They are the shining global church in action because they're far away from Paul, but they're sending money to sustain Paul's ministry.
另外一个的明星就是这个菲律宾的教会了，虽然他们离开保罗是很遥远的，但是他们仍然愿意的，就金钱上去资助保罗的事工。他们的行为让他们和世界，他当时候所有的教会一同的在同工的当中发光发热。
And you can see in the letter, Paul loves the Philippian church that he planted.
而从这个腓立比书的当中我们能够看到保罗是多么爱这个教会
And they're not complaining or arguing about giving. They're looking for opportunities to give, to continue to be generous.
腓立比的教会并不是在争论我们要给多少钱我们能不能够给多少钱而是在不停地寻求去帮助到有需要的人
And generosity is a feature of being a Christian star because it is other person-centered rather than just ourselves.
慷慨，这个有心的，心中愿意的去付出的，这个是一个基督徒的德行，帮助到身边的人，所以有需要的人。
Another Christian star that we see in today's passage is Epaphroditus.
在另外一个我们今天看到的明星就是以巴弗提。
And Paul says this about him, he is my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier.
我们从经文当中看到保罗称呼他是弟兄，一同同工的，一同当兵的。
He hasn't got the same role as Paul, but still, with his role, whatever big or small, whatever role we have, we can be faithful, and Epaphroditus is being faithful. He's taken the collection from the Philippian church, many hazards along the way, and taken it to Paul.
以巴弗提和保罗当然他们不能比较。 保罗所做的很大的事工，以巴弗提只是一个小人物，但是他愿很忠心的去做他要做的事情的时候，他亲自的从腓立比把钱带到来保罗来帮助他的时候，他所做的工作一样的被神所荣耀，一同的是发光发热的。And
Epaphroditus is selfless. He doesn't complain or argue.
以巴弗提非常就无私，他从来都没有去抱怨的，没有去争论。
Instead, as we see in verses 26 and 27, he was upset because the Philippian church heard that he was ill.
在26、27节的当中，我们发现到，当以巴弗提知道这个腓立比的教会为了他的病而担心的时候，他反而感觉到非常的不高兴，他怕害怕人家为他而担心。经文节也只说到了，他想。 他很想念你们众人，并且极其难过，因为你们听见他病了，他实在是病了，几乎要死。而神的怜悯他，不但怜悯他，也怜悯我，免得我忧上加忧。
He doesn't even complain, even though he nearly died.
他差不多要死的时候，他还没有去抱怨。
He just doesn't want the Philippian church to worry about him. He's always thinking about others.
他不希望这个腓立比的教会为他而担心。啊，以巴弗提的心总是在想着怎么样可以帮助到其他的人。
Now there's another side to shining. It doesn't mean that life is easy. Christian ministry, mission is difficult with many challenges.
虽然我们说到基督徒的名与名声的在照亮，但是并不代表了这个事工是容易的。
Paul reminds us in verses 27 and 28. He says, As I held out the word of life, I suffered from many sorrows.
保罗在二十七节的里边说到，在他这个事工的当中，他面对很多的苦难，面对很多的忧伤。他这里说到了，让他被里边得到担忧。
And he thanks God that his friend Epaphroditus, his brother, didn't die, otherwise it would have added to his sorrows. The road of ministry and mission is difficult, with many sorrows along the way.
事实上，为神做工这条路上是有很多的哀伤，很多的不容易的事情。但是保罗在当中还是感谢上帝，没有让到以巴弗提就这样子死去。
Compassion's ministry is difficult, with many sorrows along the way, because terrible kids, terrible things are happening to children in the developing world.
在 compassion 的事工的里面，事实上我们也看到很多令人忧伤、令人悲伤的事情，其实不是一个容易的事工的。So
Paul is grateful that God has had mercy on Epaphroditus, and now he's sending Epaphroditus back to the Philippian church with the letter to the Philippians that has blessed you and me.
在这个时候，在当保罗看到 以巴弗提能够康复了的时候，他非常的感恩，非常的高兴。他再一次的把以弗提送回去，这个腓立比的教会，同时带着这个信，就是我们今天所能够读到这个腓立比书这个书信回去。So
how does Paul say the Philippian church should receive Epaphroditus when he comes back?
那保罗怎么请求腓立比的教会去欢迎接纳这个以巴弗提呢？
Well, we can see this in verses 29 and 30.
在29和30节，他这样子说了：故此，你们要在主里欢欢喜喜的接待他，并且要尊重这样子的人，因他做基督的功夫，几乎至死，不顾生命，要补足你们供给我不及之处。
In my travels with compassion, it brings me great joy to meet and pray with and encourage our frontline church partners who are risking their lives on a daily basis.
在这个 compassion 的很多不同的旅程去探访到不同的国家的里边，我非常的感恩，非常的高兴，因为我同时间看到很多我们在前线的工作人员，看到他们无私的工作，在每一天的里边，他们都要面对不同的危险和困难。我在当我们和他们相见的时候，我们还是一同的感恩和感到快乐。
And I say to them, we're praying for you. Your life, your ministry here is very difficult, very challenging. And they say, we're praying for you because you're the one encouraging Australian Christians to be generous to care for our kids.
我说我要为你们祈祷，因为你们的工作是怎么的困难，你们的遇到的情况是那么的不容易。但是反而只是前线的朋友，他说我们要为你而祈祷，因为你是这个朋人能够回到澳大利亚去鼓励那些慷慨的基督徒来资助他们。
So there's shared joy and there's also shared sorrow together.
同时间是一个共同的喜乐，也是同时间一个共同的哀伤。
But the overall mission, as we shine like stars, is joyful. It is a united mission, telling people about Jesus all over the world and bringing his love to people all over the world.
但是在这个事工里边，是我们和这些朋友一同共同合作的事工，在当中我们一同分享这个喜乐。 一同了把这个生命之道我们带到这个人群的当中。
So that's what we see in today's passages. We see relational joy as people shine in their united mission.
在今天的经文的当中，我们看到这个喜乐是因为通过我们的通过个人的关系，通过大家的互相的互相的合作，我们在一个共同的事工的里边，我们去发光发热。
We're working together, the Philippians, Epaphroditus, Paul, Timothy, and it's not about them. They're working together in God's power to glorify God.
他们执着神给他们的力量，提摩太、保罗、彼得、教会和以巴弗提，他们一同的合作，他们把这个神的圣使带到人的当中，他们一同的发光发热。
And it's actually a beautiful picture of the body of Christ, everybody working together without complaining or arguing.
我们看到一个非常美丽的图画，这个图画看见人一同的同工，没有抱怨，没有争论。
Shining like stars, as we read in today's passage.
就好像明光照亮一样，就好像我们今天所看到这个经文一样。
I saw a great example of this when I traveled to Indonesia in July of this year.
我们去到印度尼西亚的，今年我去过印度尼西亚。
I traveled there with Pastor Choi, his wife, his two children, and eight other people from their church.
我和这个Pastor Choi 这个屈牧师 ，Are they Korean?
Korean, yeah.
的屈牧师和他的太太和两个他们的儿女和八个其他的他们教会的朋友一同了去了马来西亚。
And it was beautiful because there was no complaining or arguing. They were full of joy and just looking to bless wherever they went.
他们没有抱怨，没有争论。他们去到不同的地方，他们都是为哪些的地方去祝福。
One of the great moments on the trip was when the Choi family met a young man, a teenager called Ferdy.
在这个最美丽的一件事情就是这个崔氏的家族，他们一家人遇到一个青年人，他叫 Freddy。
Now he was deserted by his father at birth, and that happens a lot in the developing world.
这个 Freddy 他现在是一个是年轻人了 ，teenager 是吧？但是他一出生的时候就被他爸爸遗弃了，这在落后的地方是常常发生的。
Then his mother remarried, and the new person said he can't live here because he's not part of our family. So he was sent off to live with his blind grandmother who raised him.
而他妈妈重新在嫁人的时候，他这个新的家庭就说这个不是我们家庭的成员，他要离开我们。结果这个年轻人就要去到他的外婆的，还是看不见的瞎了眼的外婆里边，让他来照顾。
And the Choi family were my heroes. They were my Christian stars because they were looking to bless. Even though they sponsor several children through Compassion around the world.They met 30 and they decided to respond.
但是这个崔氏的家庭，当他们已经资助了很多个不同的儿童了，但是当他们见到这个 Freddy 的时候，他们觉得他们需要，他们一定要去帮助这个 Freddy.
And I've captured the moment that it was announced in front of the other Compassion children and in front of the pastoral staff at the church. It's not very well recorded because I recorded it.
但是这个时候我要给他看一个短片，是我自己拍的。这个就是当我们要宣报我们这个家庭准备要资助这个Freddy 的时候，在一群的其他被资助的小朋友和这个他们前线的工作人员面前
But it's a reminder of what Paul says, rejoicing and being glad together.
他这里说到，就保罗所提醒我们的，要常常喜乐。
Hari ini, di tempat ini, saat ini, keluarga ini lebih mencintai.
The lady that you saw in the background with the blue top, she's the project director. She looks after 300 kids along with her team at the church.
刚才我们在背景的里面有一个穿蓝衣服的女士，她是当地的我们的 project manager 的项目的总监，她个人看过了 300个当地的这些的儿童和他们的教会。
And she takes sponsorship of a vulnerable teenage boy very seriously. You can hear her crying in the background. She is so joyful.
我们能够在从当中听到她在背后在哭的，她是非常的开心，看到一个这样子的青年能够得到帮助。
When I saw how she engaged with the kids, I thought, there is a Christian star. She is selfless. She cares more about the kids than herself.
当我看见他是怎么样，而且是儿童去借助、去照顾他们的时候，我知道他就是一个基督徒的明星，他知道应该怎么样去照顾到他神所交给他手上的人。
It's a united mission, sponsor, church worker, working together to bring restoration to a vulnerable child.
我们联合的事工，我们的资助，我们在另外一边的同工们的所做的事情，让我们一同的可以去重建，去帮助到这些有需要的儿童。
And as I think you'll agree, as we saw in the clip, everyone rejoices and is glad together.
我们看到从这刚才的短片的当中，我们看到每一个人都非常的欢欣，非常的快乐。
So on this trip, there were 12 big-hearted Australian Christians travelling together, and they just looked to love others and to bless others.
从刚刚的这个旅程的当中，我同时间有12个从澳大利亚一起去的弟兄姐妹，他们都打开他们的空怀，他们去找寻找这个机会，去帮助到这些有需要的儿童。
Each day they would meet vulnerable kids at the projects and someone from the team would sponsor one of those children.
每一天他们都看到有需要帮助的儿童，而每一天他们都有人出来愿意的去承担去资助他们。
And then they went back to Australia and just like the Philippian church, they're now sending money from afar to care for that child.
当他们回到自己的教会的时候，他们就好像腓立比的教会一样，他们把钱寄到远方去。
And in letters to sponsor children, we have the opportunity to hold out the word of life about Jesus.
当我们去资助这些儿童的时候，我们有这个机会去接触到他们，帮助到他们。Now
they're a small church, but as a church together, individuals in the church sponsor over 70 children now.
这个有个小的教会，人数不多，但是他们总共资助了70个这种的儿童。And
they're thinking beyond their interests. They're thinking about the interests of others, even though many of them are between the ages of 20 and 24 and at university.
虽然他们很多这个小教会里面的人，他们只是20来岁，20到24岁还在大学的朋友，但是他们尽了他们的能力去帮助其他有需要的人。And
to me, they're Christian stars, just like Timothy in today's passage.
在我来看，他们就好像提摩太一样，一个基督徒的明星。
I want to encourage you to know that even in the most terrible situations around the world, God is using people like us to bring restoration and joy and hope.
我想告诉大家，就是在最有挑战性、最困难的环境的里边，神还是使用基督徒的名声来帮助到有需要的人。It
doesn't have to be some huge act of service, it's just walking steps of obedience, listening to God.
并不是说要我们去做很什么大的事情，而是只是我们先辈的，我们去遵守神的教导，一步一步的去帮助到有需要的人。And
together, these stars, they're not called the galaxy, they're called the church.
这些明星，我们不是叫他们是这个银河，我们是要叫他们这些明星叫做教会。And
Jesus is building his church to show love all over the world.
而我们的主耶稣基督建立了这个，正在建立这个教会，让这个教会照顾到这个世界上有需要的人。If
you trust in Jesus, you're his church. We're his church.
当我们把我们的信心投放在主耶稣基督里边的时候，我们就是他的教会，我们一起的就是他的教会。Maybe
you can show love and bring hope to a child today by sponsoring a child.
你可以今天可以去，随着制作一个儿童，显出基督当中的爱和给他们一个盼望。And
many of these children are in terrible, vulnerable situations.
我们事实上看到很多这些儿童正在一些非常困难、非常不容易的环境的当中。
So I'll close with the clip.
You close, play with the clips?
I'll just... Is it going to...
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep. And then Leon, 麻煩你去剛才那個... 三隻手指, yeah.
The problem is they are helpless. They don't know who will fight for them. And because they don't know where to go, they give in. They thought because it's a young girl and the perpetrators are grown up and the mother thinks they have money, they will get away with it, but it didn't happen. The mother came to report, and then the project staff took it up together with the church, and they took the case forward. The problem is they are helpless. They don't know who will fight for them. And because they don't know where to go, they give in. They thought because it's a young girl, and the perpetrators are grown up and the mother thinks they have money, they will get away with it, but it didn't happen. The mother came to report, and then the project staff took it up together with the church, and they took the case forward.
Even to the community, this issue, it was very, very bad. When the church come together with the compassion and the family, we are all together and go to fight for the right of that child.
If not compassion, I could not be humble to handle a case. We had not that knowledge, but they had that knowledge. They take the child and he was treated. The fee which they paid in that hospital, if I could sell my land, I sell what I have, and I sell myself, we could not be humble to pay that bill. It was so big.
With this one, because we were there for the girl, because of our support, and we showed them the way, and they got their justice.
Now, at least other families will see that this is possible. And of course, it also helps now with the healing of the child.
Those that walked beside me knew me, loved me, protected me. Relearning to trust, to love, to be free. I know I am important, of great value. I have dreams and a future.
I just want to thank you so much for putting up with my English today and the translation. And I want to encourage you all, and I want to encourage myself from God's Word to shine like stars and take every opportunity to do that.
我感谢大家今天来到中间，让我的国语，我翻译这些人的国语，但是我们在当中感谢大家在里边，我们一同的看到世界上的需要。
And I want to thank Carson for inviting me along as well so warmly.
我也感谢牧师把我们邀请过来，让我们在当中可以和大家分享。 May I pray for you?
And I also want to thank Sandy, who's one of our volunteers, and compassion can't exist without volunteers. We have a lot more volunteers than we have staff.
我们感谢Sandy，Sandy在后边，我们再次欢迎你在我们中间，Sandy。Sandy是他们其中一个志愿的工作人员，我也是讲广东话的。然后。 然后他因为Sparrow刚刚说到，在他们的机构里边没有这些志愿的工作人员，他们是没办法去活继续他们的事工的。 让我们做一个祷告好吗？天父，我们神，我们去感谢你，让到 Sparrow， 让到 Compassion， 让 Sandy 啊，他们整个的机构，他们啊，在这个慈善的工作上面，在这个看顾儿童的工作上面，这个赞助儿童的工作上面，他们去为你啊，去尽忠，去服务到这个世界里边很多有需要的人。主，我们神，虽然我们知道我们的能力是有限，我们不能够做所有的事情，我们也没办法去阻止一些的不公义啊和的事情发生，但是我们还是能够做一些的事情，我们还是能够帮助到这些有需要的人。就求你去帮助我们，让我们有这份的感动，让我们一同的可以 和 compassion 们他们的朋友们一同的同工，帮助到这些有需要的儿童，让这些儿童能够看到未来，让这些儿童得到从神你而来的爱，你的看顾和你的保护，让他们有这份的盼望，见到主耶稣基督，你将会有一天啊来到我们来到中间，让我们同领受一个时候给我们这份恩典和爱。我们再次的为着 compassion 他们这个机构他们的工作去献上感恩，求你大大的去祝福他们。我们主，我们神，我们坚决祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。